Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Kevin McCarthy is out as the Speaker of the House. The question now is, what happens next? I'm being told there's a very good chance it could be Steve Scalise. Would Steve Scalise be a great speaker? I do believe that he would be a great speaker. Steve Scalise is a man, if you remember, that was practicing for that congressional football game when that attempted mass murder and a mass shooter decided to start mowing down conservatives who were practicing for that game. Steve Scalise was one of those that was hurt very badly. He was able to come back from that. I'm being told that there's a very good chance that Steve Scalise could get the speakership. Now, is that an improvement over Kevin McCarthy? Probably. And I also think that we need to get this done very quickly. We know now that Kevin McCarthy is not going to run. He said that in conference and made it very clear. Congressman Matt Gaetz gave his remarks after the removal of Kevin McCarthy outside of the Capitol to the media. And I want you to hear what he said. Listen carefully. You'll hear the reporters yelling their questions.
And what was going through your head when the vote gaveled down and it was official McCarthy wasn't speaker?
Just we got to move to the next step. You know, we are not at the end of this process, okay? At most, we're approaching halftime. We've got to be able to assemble a governing coalition. We have to build from a place of trust. The reason Kevin McCarthy went down today is because nobody trusts Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy has made multiple contradictory promises, and when they all came due, he lost votes of people who maybe don't even ideologically agree with me on everything. Take, for example, my colleague from South Carolina, Ms. Mace. She has different views than I do on a variety of subjects, but what we had in common, Kevin McCarthy lied to
but
all of us.
But Congressman, hold on a second. You're saying that nobody trusts Kevin McCarthy. You're talking about, including yourself, about 7 Republicans compared to about 200 and about, you know, some odd Republicans who actually do trust him. So can you kind of explain that?
Yes. Well, as it turns out, getting 200 Republicans to trust you isn't enough to stay Speaker.
Compared to 7 Republicans.
Have you spoken to former President Trump about this since the ousting? Was he supportive of what you were doing?
I have spoken to President Trump over the last several days. The ousting only occurred several minutes ago, so we haven't spoken during
that time. Former President Trump,
though, he put on Truth Social that he didn't think this was a good idea. He didn't want to see Republicans fighting with other Republicans. How do you respond to the former president?
I would say that my conversations with the former president leave me with great confidence that I'm doing the right thing.
Did the former president call you today? Did the former president call you today?
Americans were concerned about the future of the conservative agenda in the House of Representatives.
I would say that the conservative agenda was being paralyzed by Speaker McCarthy. We hadn't even said.
You listen to Matt Gaetz there, and Matt Gaetz is loving this moment. I do think there's a very interesting parallel between Matt Gaetz and Ross Perot. Ross Perot, if you know the history of why he decided to run against George Bush, was he just didn't want George Bush to be president. He didn't want to be president himself. Ross Perot actually did not want to be president. He just wanted to make sure that George Bush didn't get to keep his job as president. And Ross Perot had what some would refer to as the blank you money. He had enough cash to finance his own campaign. And he thought, I can probably find enough disgruntled conservatives, libertarians, those that are tired of the establishment, and those that I can convince to be tired of George Bush, that I can cost him the presidency, which ultimately gave you Bill Clinton. There is no way in the polling that Bill Clinton would have won that election if it wasn't for Ross Perot stealing more votes from Bush than he stole from Clinton. Yeah, he stole some from Clinton, too. But he stole more votes, almost a 2-to-1 margin from Bush, than he stole from Clinton. So Ross Perot got what he wanted. He wanted to cost George Bush the presidency, and he did it. And then what did he do? He went away. Matt Gaetz hates Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy hates Matt Gaetz. You have to ask yourself this question. Was this for the good of the country, or was this because Matt Gaetz hates McCarthy and McCarthy hates Matt Gaetz? You know, you if you look at, take politics out for a second, I'm just saying how childish this was at the end. Kevin McCarthy tweeted out, and this is a dumb tweet for the speaker to tweet out, bring it on. He was in response to Kevin McCarthy saying, in response to Matt Gaetz saying, I'm going to bring this vote. And he said, bring it on. And then what happened was the wheels came off. And Matt Gaetz and 7 other Republicans did this, be clear, with 100% Democratic support. They did this by working with all of the Democrats, not even some of the Democrats, all of the Democrats overthrew Kevin McCarthy. And Matt Gaetz's response was, after the vote, I just did. Now, some would say that's an unbelievable amount of power. Others would see that as total chaos. Matt Gaetz is, you know, he likes being the least liked conservative in the room in Washington, D.C. He likes going out to conservative events and being cheered. He likes being famous. He loves this amount of attention. I know Matt Gaetz, okay? I know him well. I have his cell phone number. He has mine. And we've been friendly throughout our career. We've had dinner together. We have been backstage together. We've spoken at different conservative events together. But Matt Gaetz, to be clear, is about Matt Gaetz. Now, I have two problems with how this went down. And I'm not, none of this has to do with Kevin McCarthy, by the way. Number one, the timing was incredibly incompetent. You had yesterday, when this was going on the same day this was going on, you had Hunter Biden in a courtroom, in a federal courtroom, for gun charges against him. You know what the media didn't have to cover? Hunter Biden pleading not guilty to crimes that he has committed in a federal courtroom. You had a media that got a pass and said, I don't have to cover that now, because for the first time in United States history, on the same exact day, okay, on the same day, we're getting rid of a speaker and an infighting. I get to cover that instead. And that was a stupid move. This vote should have not been brought up on the same day. This should have been tabled till today, till the next day, till tomorrow, and made sure that we had a news cycle where you had to cover the President of the United States of America's son in court, in a federal courtroom, having to plead not guilty. The second part of this is, who's going to be better? Who is the next person? I'm hearing Steve Scalise is the front runner at this point. That obviously can change. There's a bunch of people that are obsessed with it being Donald Trump. I don't think Donald Trump wants this job. So that's a waste of time. He's running for president. But Matt Gaetz doesn't have a better name. It's not him. But I think ultimately he got what he wanted. He got more followers on Twitter, Facebook. His name ID went up. He can fundraise off of this. And he has the idea, the mentality of burn the whole place down. And there are people that love that. But is it good for the Republican Party when it comes to the nation? No. there are a lot of independent voters right now that are thinking this party is a bunch of yahoos. And they're going to look at this and remember this on election day. All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the leftist agenda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, our veterans, and first responder heroes. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team, making switching easy. You get to keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone that you have right now, keep your same phone, or upgrade to a new one. And their team will help you find the best plan for your needs and save you real money. You got a small business? They can cover all that as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Ferguson. Join me and make the switch today and protect our values and stand for them with every phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Let's talk about what's next, because we got to fix this pretty quick. I'm being told by quite a few sources and quite a few congresspeople that the top Republican at this moment is Representative Steve Scalise. Steve Scalise is working behind the scenes to replace Kevin McCarthy as a speaker. And this is something that Steve Scalise, who is also the House Majority Leader, he's a Republican from Louisiana, is seeking support, hard, like full court press, to replace Kevin McCarthy. Sources are now saying, and have also now said to Fox News, that Scalise has been making calls behind the scenes to shore up support ahead of a possible vote as early as Wednesday afternoon. Now, that timeline may work. It could be later. But what we know is Representative Matt Gaetz, who introduced the motion to vacate against McCarthy that ultimately led to his removal, told reporters yesterday afternoon that Scalise would be, quote, a phenomenal speaker. Now, that's the only person that he has said that he would support publicly, besides, I think, Donald Trump, and there's no chance in hell Donald Trump's going to do this. McCarthy was temporarily replaced, as you know, by Representative Patrick McHenry, Republican, North Carolina. The new speaker pro tem of the House will preside over the chamber until a new speaker is elected. Now, McCarthy has made it clear, I'm not going to run, and even mentioned or alluded to the fact he may just resign from Congress altogether. I don't know if he'll do that. I don't really care. If he decides to resign, fine. It doesn't bother me a bit. Representative Greg Murphy, Republican, North Carolina, also said he has plans to have a candidate forum and a vote on who would succeed McCarthy. Again, he says, this is important for us to do as fast as possible, possibly as early as Wednesday. Eight Republicans, including Gaetz, who joined all Democrats in voting against McCarthy's continued speakership, have also alluded to the fact, several of them, that they would support Steve Scalise. Now, the House Majority Whip, Tom Emmer, suggested also that Scalise would be make a good speaker. Scalise told reporters following a Republican leadership meeting that he didn't have anything to, quote, announce, which is probably very smart. I'm also being told that Steve Scalise has made it clear that he would only want this job for the rest of the term, okay? The rest of the term, meaning until the next election. And then he would not want re-election. He would say, hey, I'll continue this congressional term of this Congress, and that's it. Now, there's a couple reasons why that may happen. Many people don't know this, but Steve Scalise has been diagnosed with blood cancer earlier this year. People have asked, hey, is he physically up to do the job of speaker? He said he feels great when he was asked that question. But he does have, he has been diagnosed with blood cancer. He's obviously in treatment for that. That's another reason why I think he could say, hey, I'm a guy that you can trust. I'm a guy that cares about this country. I'm fighting for my life with this blood cancer. I want to serve my country. I have served my country. I've almost died for my country when I was shot. And I am a guy that is going to do whatever I can to help this country. Steve Scalise is liked by a lot of people. There's also this pipe dream, which is annoying to me. And that pipe dream is this idea that Donald Trump would be the speaker. This is a waste of time. Donald Trump is not going to be the speaker. And this is part of the unrealistic mentality of some of the Republican Party who float this. Sean Hannity asked Jim Jordan about this last night.
People, and you do not need to compromise on. Last question. I've now heard from a number of people. I know for a fact Donald Trump has been contacted about possibly him being an interim speaker. Is that a reality?
I don't know. He'd be great, but I want Donald Trump to be the next president of the United States. If he wants to be speaker,
well,
great.
Still,
but,
well, I'll be clear.
I want him to be president
still
of the
run
United
for
States.
President. He's still going to be running for president.
Right. That's where we need him, is at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. If he wants to be speaker, then that's fine, too.
All right. Well, I think you do want to temporarily to get
You can't do him at the same time. You can't do him at the same time. I get that.
You probably could. All right. Thank you, Jim Jordan.
I love, by the way, how Jim Jordan handled that. Like, you can't do both at the same time. You can't do both at the same time. He's right. So this is now where we are. We are at a point where we don't have a speaker. We need a speaker. We need somebody that everybody can agree on. And we need to move on from this quickly. Now, if we do that quickly, then are we in a good place moving forward? I think we will be. Representative Gimenez, he was asked about all of this and about the chaos within the Republican Party and just how chaotic the Republican Party has gotten. I want you to hear how he explained it in his words, because this is what we have to move forward to. Listen.
I don't think McCarthy got up right away, said he wasn't going to, that he wasn't going to be running anymore. And then there was a lot of emotion in that room. A lot of people were very, very disappointed, saw tears. You know, look, he's been a really good speaker. He's a really good person, and he didn't deserve what happened to him today.
Gates needed Democrats to get this done.
Yeah.
So what do you think of that dynamic, the fact that Democrats helped him do this? Do you find it ironic at all, given criticism?
I find it hypocritical that he says that somehow McCarthy made some kind of deal with the Democrats to save his speakership, when he in fact did not, obviously. But then Gates needed those same Democrats in order to oust McCarthy. That shows the hypocrisy of Matt Gaetz. And that's why he's not really well-liked within our Congress. Matt Gaetz is about Matt Gaetz, not about the American people, not about the Republican Party. He's certainly not about America. It's all about Matt Gaetz.
It's all about Matt Gaetz. That seems to be the consensus by a lot of Republicans. Remember, if it wasn't for the 8 Republicans voting with all of the Democrats, they couldn't do this. So these Biggs, Bucks, Burchett, Crane, Gaetz, Good, Mace, Rosendale, they all voted with Democrats to make this happen. And there are a lot of Congress people now, and I really don't think Gaetz cares. He loves this limelight. He loves this moment. And he's going to enjoy every part of this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Kevin McCarthy, I got to go back to what he said now. I've made peace with it. Kevin McCarthy says, I will not seek to regain the speaker's gavel. I've made peace with it. That's my plan. You guys can have it. The house is on fire. Knock yourself out, right? That's it.
I ended up being the 55th Speaker of the House. One of the greatest honors. I loved every minute. And the one thing I will tell you is, doing the right thing isn't always easy, but it is necessary. I don't regret standing up for choosing governance over grievance. It is my responsibility. It is my job. I do not regret negotiating. Our government is designed to find compromise. I don't regret my efforts to build coalitions and find solutions. I was raised to solve problems, not create them. So I may have lost a vote today, but as I walk out of this chamber, I feel fortunate to have served the American people. I leave the speakership with a sense of pride, accomplishment, and yes, optimism. From the day I entered politics, my mission has always been to make tomorrow better than today. I fought for what I believe in, and I believe in this country of America. My goals have not changed. My ability to fight is just in a different form. You need 218. Unfortunately, 4% of our conference can join all the Democrats and dictate who can be the Republican speaker in this House. I don't think that rule is good for the institution, but apparently I'm the only one. I believe I can continue to fight, maybe in a different manner. I will not run for speaker again. I'll have the conference pick somebody else. I hope you realize that every day I did the job, regardless whether you underestimated me or not, I wanted to do it with a smile. I grew to enjoy you, even on your toughest days and your questions. I could always tell what day it was based upon your question. Monday, you would ask if I could pass the bill. Tuesday was whether the rule would pass. Wednesday was the greatest challenge ever to my speakership. And Thursday, when we passed the bill, you didn't think it was a very big deal. And it all started again on Friday. You know, I wouldn't change a thing. I do believe, I got a new portrait in there too of Teddy Roosevelt. You all know the man in the arena, one of my favorite parts of it, who errs, who comes up short again and again, but there is no effort without error and shortcoming. Who spends himself in a worthy cause, who knows the triumph of high achievement, and if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly. I always like to take a risk.
I always like to take a risk. Kevin McCarthy will not seek to regain the speaker's gavel. He made that clear. That were his closing remarks, basically saying, like, good luck. He also alluded to maybe just leaving Congress, saying, I believe I can continue to fight, maybe in a different manner. I think there's a very good chance he's going to cash out of Washington, and he'll cash right back in as a lobbyist and make a killing. He's probably, if I'm, again, and I, this is the Kevin McCarthy that I know, my gut is that's exactly what he's going to do. It's 100% what he's going to do. I'm going to cash in. I'm going to make a bunch of money. You guys didn't let me do it the way I wanted to, and therefore this is what I've got moving forward. I wish this wouldn't have happened this way. I think the timing was terrible. I think giving a free pass to Hunter Biden on the day he's in federal court and the Republican Party giving this news cycle to the media and to the Democrats was just amazing. I think there's a bunch of people out there that are just totally out to lunch and are so unrealistic about reality. An example of that is this Draft Trump movement. Donald Trump doesn't want to be Speaker of the House. I want to make that clear. Yet there's a bunch of people that are obsessed with it. I mean, there's a bunch of people that are obsessed with something that, let me say it this way, is not going to happen. And there are people that love this idea of, oh, let's put Trump in there. It's not going to happen. We look dumb when we have conversations about things that aren't going to happen. Last night on Hannity, this was what they said.
History on Capitol Hill tonight, 8 Republican lawmakers joining all 208 House Democrats to remove Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker, the first time in our nation's history, and McCarthy will not seek the speakership again. Now, sources telling me at this hour, some House Republicans have been in contact with and have started an effort to draft former President Donald Trump to be the next speaker. And I have been told that President Trump might be open to helping the Republican Party, at least in the short term, if necessary, if it's needed. Anyway, but here's former Speaker McCarthy earlier tonight. Let's take a look.
I believe I can continue to...
I want to just say, when we start off by saying these things, like, right, that well, there's a plan to draft him. It will not happen. We look stupid. We look incompetent. This is a problem. The RNC chair has come out saying that the American people are the ones who really lost yesterday. Their business isn't being done when Washington is shut down. I can't disagree with that. So we better get our act together quick. Matt Gaetz had his day. He made his point. Right, but the idea that we can somehow do this and win is a disaster. The RNC chairwoman saying exactly that. I agree. Listen.
You blame Matt Gaetz and the rebels on the conservative side? Should they have not taken this step in their frustration?
I'm going to be a happy warrior like Kevin McCarthy, and I'm going to say, let's just get the business of the American people done. Let's get this speaker vote done. Let's make sure we don't have this motion to vacate so we don't have chaos again. We can't do this right next year. We cannot do this and win. If this happens again, we are jeopardizing a very small House majority. What I will say to the individuals who did this yesterday who were fundraising through the whole process, I really hope that every dollar they raise, they give to those 18 Republicans sitting in districts that Biden won, because those are the people who they put in jeopardy yesterday. When we're not talking about Biden, we are not winning, and we need to be talking about the failure of the Biden administration every single day and what we're going to do to make the lives of the American people better.
We hear you. Rana, you said it. We'll leave it right there. Thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it on a momentous day, no doubt, in the aftermath of McCarthy being booted out as speaker.
She says it, and I agree with her. We cannot win doing this. If this happens again, we are jeopardizing a very small House majority, and the American people will not vote for this next year. She is right on that. So, did we get rid of somebody we wanted to get rid of? Yeah. Senator John Kennedy. He was asked about this and the House side, and he gave some excellent advice. Senator John Kennedy is a man that I have a ton of respect for, a man that I've gotten to spend some time with recently, and he's really smart and understands this country and the average American. He was asked about the House side of things. He's a senator. Here's what he said, his advice, and it's spot on.
I don't have a lot of advice for my House colleagues other than this. Follow your heart, but take your brain with you. The American people expect us to govern. And in order to govern, you have to have leadership. And you've got to stick with that leadership to give that leadership a chance. I'd also advise all of my House colleagues to be sure and take their meds.
This is a hardcore conservative that's saying that, and a hardcore conservative that's saying, get it together in the nicest way we possibly can. Get it together. Brian Kilmeade over at Fox had a sparring match with Representative Burchett, one of those eight. I want you to hear part of their conversation.
Tim, I read your quote. You said you're going to pray about it. I want to talk to you about it. And somehow he construes that I'm a Christian. I'm not going to offend somebody. I simply read his quote back. I thought there was still an opening, and I wanted to talk to him about it. He never mentioned anything when we were communicating like that.
So you said part of the reason you voted like that is because you felt he was mocking you, correct? So it's personal.
And that's not accurate, and that's any of that. I asked him about the 6 weeks off. I asked him about why we didn't have a term limits bill up and continued on down the line, and it was always not his fault. You know, leadership has responsibilities. The buck stops somewhere, and in the House of Representatives, it stops and starts at the Speaker's office. And clearly that's not happening. And clearly, you know, you want to continue to make excuses for him. But the truth is his approval rating around the country was not very high. And well, I don't represent the people of Congress.
Right, I
represent the people in Tennessee.
I got it. What do you think it's going to do for the Republican Party and chances of holding on to leadership and the majority when it looks like you're the ringleader of a circus led by Matt Gaetz, who likes to blow things up but not offer any new ideas? Are you happy following Matt Gaetz? Is that your leader?
I'm not following Matt Gaetz. I made my own decision. I didn't ask Matt.
But if Matt Gaetz didn't challenge, you weren't going to challenge.
Do what?
If Matt Gaetz didn't stand up, you weren't going to challenge. You know that.
I believe I would have.
Oh, come on.
Please.
You were praying about it 1 minute. The next minute, you're going to lead an insurgency?
So you don't think that praying about it's important? Is that what you're saying?
One minute you're praying about how you're going to vote with Matt Gaetz. And the next minute you're going to lead an insurgency?
Listen, you got a predetermined answer to everything.
I have an opinion about what's going on. Do you have an opinion too?
And you talk over me every time I try to make a point.
All right, make your point.
The point is that we're $33 trillion in debt. This speaker was woefully, woefully lacking in leadership skills. He always placed the blame somewhere else. America is going to be better off with new leadership. And
right.
That's the bottom line.
And who
line.
Is it?
It possibly could be Steve Scalise. It could be Elise Stefanik. It could be Roger Williams out of Texas. It could be Mark Green out of Tennessee.
So they all supported Kevin McCarthy, including the most conservative guy I know, Jim Jordan. Why are you smarter than Jim Jordan and the 210-plus Republicans? Why are you smarter?
I represent my district, brother. And why are you smarter than me? You're right. Condemning me
because I
stand up on my own, and that's what I do.
I'm not condemning you. I'm questioning you. You don't like being questioned?
The line of questioning is very negative, and you know that, and I know that. When this is all over with, and we have a new speaker and we're running smooth, let's have this conversation again.
Were you happy with John Boehner?
I wasn't here with John Boehner.
Right. With Paul Ryan?
They're both rhinos. I mean, they're not in my camp anyway. So I wasn't here when they were here.
So you had 15 yeses for every round you voted for Kevin McCarthy, but you think he's the problem.
Right now, I sure do. He's part of it. He's part of this whole problem. When you deny that there's a problem in this dysfunctional Washington, brother, then there's a problem. You can't
who
get
deny
past,
there's a problem.
Take, you can't take get past the fact we take in $5 trillion, we spend $7 trillion, and this and leadership seems to be okay with that.
I'm fascinated the way you blame Kevin McCarthy that you're $33 trillion in debt, but you're going to get
surprised.
A new leader. I'm sure he's going to solve everything.
Well, I'm surprised that you give him full credit for all the successes that we've had.
I don't think you should take all the blame.
Well, why are we backing it up? We had 9 months exactly. That's a great point. Why do we wait 9 months to do something about the wall, something about the budget, something about, well, we never did anything about term limits, which we promised the
American
public. I watched
him for an hour
and
15 minutes. He was doing an awful lot, but not enough for you.
This, by the way, is what we're dealing with now in this country. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.